بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام لتأكلوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون Sadaqallahu al-Azim. My dear respected ulama, elders, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise and thanksgiving is due to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanksgiving in the form of words and in the form of deeds is all worship to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanksgiving in the form of words is when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressly says that I was not sent to this ummah to collect or to gather wealth, but I was sent to this ummah to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was sent to this ummah to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was sent to this ummah for subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. To thank Allah and to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a form of worship. And thanksgiving in the form of deeds is by being obedient and by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all the blessings, for all the countless bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of worshipping and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, it is through the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all sitting here have seen the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting during the month of Ramadan. May accept the nights that we have spent in ibadat during the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see the days of Hajj also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to go for Hajj. And those people who went for Hajj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their Hajj. And those people who are going for Hajj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant them a Hajj mabrur. Dear respectful brothers, we get three periods. The first period is the month of Ramadan. Then we get the middle period that is between the month of Ramadan and between Hajj. Then the other period is the period of Hajj. In the same manner, in the same sequence and in the same occurrence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the laws regarding Ramadan and regarding Hajj. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about Ramadan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then after it speaks about Hajj. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first he mentions, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has made it farz on this ummah that we should fast in the month of Ramadan. After a few rukus, two, three rukus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat, where after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the laws pertaining to Hajj. But in between these two laws, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ, that do not eat one another's wealth unlawfully. وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ, and do not make this as bait to judges so that you may eat portion of people's wealth unlawfully. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and you are aware of it that you are eating it unlawfully. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama have mentioned the wisdom that the sahaba, and it was through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this ayat is between Ramadan and between Hajj, is because for Ramadan we all have learned that there are three things that every Muslim during the month of Ramadan has to abstain from. The first thing, a man abstains from eating, from drinking, and from intercourse. But the fourth element, which has been prescribed in this ayat here, is that man who has fasted for the whole day, that man who did the sacrifice, he went out to work. This person did not eat, nor did he drink. But at night when he comes, if he broke his fast with haram wealth, for this person here, that roza was not accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here that those people should not earn unlawful wealth. And for those people who are intending to go for Hajj, those people who went for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, that those people who have the ability to go for Hajj, on them it is farz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about after that those people who are going for Hajj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a hadith al-Qudsi that those people who are going for Hajj, they come there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they say, Allahumma labbaik, oh Allah, we are present here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the person who came with unlawful means, who came with unlawful wealth, la labbaik, you are not present here. My dear respectful brothers, we go through all the hardship, we have the problems that what is happening now with the charters, we have the problem, we go through all the sacrifice, and then we come there with unlawful means, and Allah says that we are not present there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us go, all of us, inshallah, with halal and lawful means. There are two ways that a person gains unlawful means. One is through oppression, and one is through jesting. Oppression means, through law, we use the law system where we give bribes to the judges. And this is a kind of oppression because we have no other way. So we know something does not belong to us, Sharia and lawfully. And we give this through bribery. The second manner is we take this. The second way, also through oppression that we gain unlawful wealth, is that we steal. Another way of oppression is, for example, is a person was kind to us, he gave us a loan, and we do not repay our creditors back. My dear respectful brothers, there are many ways of oppressing somebody and taking means unlawfully. All these ways of taking means unlawfully is not accepted in Islam. The other way of that's unlawful means through jesting is, for example, gambling, playing lotto. All these things here, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this here also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this ayat here for us after Ramadan. Because during the month of Ramadan, those things that were permissible for us, those things that we could eat before Ramadan, those things that we could drink before Ramadan, all those things that were permissible for us before Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it in Ramadan that we should abstain from this year. Then that which is unlawful for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, these things that are unlawful for you, you should abstain from it always. If we can abstain from the halal things during Ramadan, then out of Ramadan, why can't we stay away from those things that are unlawful? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this ayat for us between Ramadan and between Hajj. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that talabul halali faridatun ba'da al-fara'id. Respected brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that earning a halal livelihood is compulsory after our obligatory duties. There is different forms of faraz. The first foundation of every ibadah is iman. A person might perform salah, a person might fast, a person might give zakah, but if a person has no iman, all that is waste. My dear respectful brothers, the foundation, the highest form of faraz that a person has to follow is he has to have iman. The second form of faraz is a person, the four remaining pillars, is salah, zakah, hajj, and fasting in the month of Ramadan. This is it. Then after that, there is another faraz where we have to go out and earn a halal livelihood. My dear respectful brothers, it is compulsory on obligatory on the ummah to go out and earn a halal livelihood. The reason for that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We earn halal livelihood for fuel so we could worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our object in this ummah, our object in this earth is not only to collect wealth and to gather wealth. The same reason why I am explaining this here is that we will see that if a person has enough and sufficient income for his operating expenses, for this person it is not faraz on him to go out and work. Dear respectful brothers, to perform salah is faraz. But if we have wuzu, is it faraz to make wuzu? No, my dear respectful brother, it is mustahab. The same way, to worship Allah is faraz. But we have the means and the strength to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not for us to go out and collect and only gather wealth. But in the same way that to worship Allah and to pray and make salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for us. And if we do not have wuzu, then it is for us to go make wuzu, because it is for us because of your salah. In the same way that if we do not have enough strength, we do not have enough money for ourselves and our family and our employees, then we should go out first, and then we should go out, we should earn halal livelihood, and then we should fulfill our obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, there is one thing here which is called taqdeer. If a person understands taqdeer, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that all good and bad is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greed will come out from our hearts. If we understand that whatever comes to us, it has been destined for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written this for us. Well, but what has been, one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba, and he tells the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, he tells them, oh Sahaba, I have already told you those things that will save you from Jahannam and those things that will lead you into Jannah. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the Sahaba that no ummati will leave this world without getting what was written for him. Dear respectful brothers, what is written for us, we are going to get. The choice of taking it through halal or haram is our choice. What is written, we are going to get. The choice of halal and haram, it's in our hands. Respectful brothers, to explain this more explicitly, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, once he was going to the masjid, his servant was with him. He told the servant that keep this horse for me and I'm going inside the masjid. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an went inside the masjid, he performed his salah. He came out, he seen the servant and the horse was not there. He walked in the market to go see if he could find the servant. When he came in the market, he seen that somebody was selling his horse. He asked this person, from where did you get this horse? He said that so and so person sold it to me. He asked him for how much. He gave a certain amount. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I take a qasam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that before I gave the servant this horse, I had an intention to give him the same amount of money. Respected brother, it was his choice. That he had the choice of taking from halal way, or he had the choice of stealing the horse and selling it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that all the anbiya did trading. Whether it was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it was Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wa sallam, all the anbiya went out in the field and grazed the sheep. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a businessman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Syria. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined his uncle and he went out in business journeys. My dear respectful brothers, to go out and to earn a halal livelihood is a respected thing. Because the anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam only did those actions which were noble and those actions which were respected, which were a respected thing. So to go out, we should not feel ashamed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further mentions, he says that a person who works during the day from the morning to the night, that person who works from the morning to the night and he comes home tired, this person for striving and working hard to earn a halal livelihood, when he closes his eyes to sleep at night because of this effort that he has done during the course of the day, for this person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. My dear respectful brothers, there are many Quran ayahs, there are many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is explicitly that Muslims should go out and earn the halal rozi. But dear respectful brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayahs, he tells us that we should go out and earn. But how should we earn? Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his quality is at-tayyib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to go out and earn, we should go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to go out and earn, we should go out and earn pure wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only accept that which is pure. Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi mentions that person who donates unlawful wealth for any Islamic or for any operation, and that person he waits for any praise, the ulama have given the fatwa of kufr for that person. My dear respectful brothers, and he goes on and he extends on this fatwa and he says that person who is on the receiving side, that recipient who takes that haram money and is notified that this is interest money or this is haram money, this is money from stealing and I'm giving this to you, if he praises the donor of that, they even give for this for the recipient, they have given the fatwa of kufr for this person. Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, my dear respectful brother, may He make us give what is halal and take what is halal. Hazrat Sahal ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that should I not tell you the thing that is entry into Jannah, that visa which gives us entry into Jannah. He says that there are three things which will give us entry into Jannah. The first thing is to acquire halal wealth. The second thing is to fulfill all our sharia, all our faraz obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing is to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. O people, eat from what is pure and what is halal. Eat from what is nutritious and what is halal. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ The Mufassirin have explained this ayat, خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ The distance of خُطُوَات is between a person's 2 feet. That amount that a person has between his feet, not even so much we should follow shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ Because shaitan is an open enemy. What does shaitan do? إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ That shaitan commands us to do what is wrong and to do shameless things. Shaitan doesn't stand like a sergeant and a commander and tells us, do that. How does shaitan command us? Shaitan whispers into our heart. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there are two effects on every person. One is the effect of shaitan and one is the effect of an angel, of a farishta. The effect of shaitan is that shaitan beautifies and decorates sin for us. It makes us feel that this is our objective of life. It makes us feel that there is good in this. And the objective and the effect of the angel is on one side. The effect of angel is on the one side where the angel is telling us, even if you do little bit, you feel contented. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so that there is a clot of meat in a person's body that is the king of all the limbs. When death directs, all the limbs follow. And that is the heart. Respected brothers, when we eat lawful means, that heart listens to the farishta. That heart cries to do what is good. When we do something wrong, that heart wants to do what is right. We feel bad when we do something wrong. We earn to do what is good. We want to be in the masjid. We want to be amongst the pious. But when we eat something that is unlawful, through unlawful means, when we eat something that is haram, my dear respectful brothers, our heart feels good at what shaitan says. Our heart takes us away from the obedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it makes us follow what shaitan says. My dear respectful brothers, it is for this reason that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Anbiya, Ya ayyuha ar-rusulu kulu min at-tayyibati wa'amalu saliha. O Anbiya, O Prophets of Allah, eat from what is pure and you will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will do good deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respectful brothers, it is because of what we eat. It is because of this, in the same way, we will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about regarding the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ That the Sahaba were those people, that when they used to do their trade and their dealing never used to take them away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never used to take them away from performing salah. Never used to take them away from giving the charity. My dear respectful brothers, we all can sit and think to ourselves that when we are performing ibadah, can we forget our business? My dear respectful brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the Sahaba used to worship, they used to do dealings, but they used to remember Allah. When we remembering Allah, can we forget our dealings? Let us all make a sincere intention that inshallah, from today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes it easy for us, that we should earn our wealth halal and He should give it to us with salamati, with respect. My dear respectful brothers, we should not become like Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُزْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ That we gave Qarun so much of wealth that the people, that there was a whole jama'at, there was a whole group of people that they used to carry the keys of his wealth. But they used to be hunched and carrying his keys. So much of wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. He felt that he did not need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He felt that the wealth that he got, he says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي That all this wealth that I have, nobody gave me. It's my expertise. It's the technology that I have. It's the business that I have. It's the wholesale that I have. It is me. I have acquired this wealth. Why should I worship anybody? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not answer him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell him that the wealth that you have, is Allah has given you the strength. Allah has given you the intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy. If I just lift my hand, it is through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given me that strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not answer him in that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that the wealth that you have, there were much more people that were much richer than you. You are still poor compared to those people. There are much more people that were mightier than you, but Allah destroyed them. My dear respectful brothers, make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the sincerity in our heart that everything that happens, happens with the will and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.